This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Gorgeous day out there. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Every Tuesday at 4, we do the Think Tank. We have a couple of our pals, usually on opposite sides of the political aisle, and we talk about current events. This is a great place for those of you online that if you want to bring up a topic or ask a question, good chance that we will use it, because frankly, we don't prepare for this. So I'd like for you to do my job. David Barklage is here. Our pal Alvin Reed is here. Let me start this way. So you guys know me pretty well, and I think I'm considered to be a reasonable centrist, but I have trouble describing sometimes without taking a long time what it is I believe. Recently, vis-a-vis the mayor's race, Michael Kelly on this show said, you know, it shouldn't be your concern when you're the mayor of a city about all of these big national issues. You should get the cops on the beat and fill the potholes. And I thought that was so smart. And I've realized since then that that really is my politics. Whether it's local or national, I'm a pothole filler. I don't want to tell you how to live. I certainly don't want to control how you live. But I want the checks to go out on time. I want the country to be safe. And I want to fill the potholes. Thoughts?
Well, I think that I've said this before. I think if I were elected to an office, my first goal would be to get reelected. And that doesn't mean that I want to be like the mayor for life, but I would maybe like to do it 2 terms. And I think the most effective way to do that is to fill the potholes and pick up the snow and get the garbage picked up. And just say, like, I'm providing the services that are needed for whatever my municipality is. I think there was effort to do that. I think some bad luck came in on you know, the mayor. I think, like many politicians, and I think, you know, care if she wins or whoever wins, we'll run into the same thing. In St. Louis, you just have to serve too many masters. And I think it's hard in St. Louis to tell people.
That's interesting.
No.
Flesh that out for
me. Well,
because
so few people vote. And when you're talking about, man, you know, I hack off the wrong 3,200 people.
But do they not vote because they're not listening? Or are they listening, they just don't vote because they're upset?
I think they haven't voted in large numbers in the city of St. Louis forever, regardless. A lot of people didn't vote when Mayor Slade was the mayor. A lot of people didn't vote when Harmon was the mayor. A lot of people didn't vote. A lot of people don't vote in the city.
I think we ought to treat cultural issues as dessert and not allow politicians to talk about them until they've taken care of all the meat and potatoes.
A good way to look at it.
All the things you said. And I think there's one other characteristic I'd define. I think one of the greatest problems with St. Louis City is that Deshara cares more about the people that she's around and what they think, which are a lot of them are very culturally woke or liberal or you know, care about those things, rather than what Steve Ellman and people around the region think. And someone asked me the other day, they said, why is Kansas City succeeding where St. Louis isn't? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, because I think the mayor there is cognizant that Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, all those things. Those are the people that fuel the city, that pay the taxes, that visit, there, everything else, and that they balance those needs with the city needs. And here, I got to tell you, as a guy not from St. Louis, when I come in, it seems like St. Louis is obsessed with St. Louis, not obsessed with governing on potholes and the basics, nor do they seem to care about anybody outside of St. Louis's opinion. Therefore, you have crime and trash in the streets, things like this. And that's why I think St. Louis is not growing, because of that absolutely blindness to the issues that should matter to a mayor of St. Louis. They should have a regional perspective that is not necessarily black, woke, or Democrat.
Okay. I think, you know, when you lump them all together, black, woke, and Democratic. Okay. That rubs me the wrong way, because you're pigeonholing a lot of black people. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're saying, like, well, if you're black, you're woke and you're liberal. Now, that doesn't mean that you're necessarily conservative. Okay.
Absolutely.
But it does mean that, well, wait a minute. If I feel a way on this issue, I might feel different on another issue. And we're not all thinking and doing the same things at the same time.
Absolutely. But I think that the leadership that Tashar presents, is a much more minority view of the region, whether you want to call it black, woke, male, female, whatever it is. And my point is that the city needs to be represented with a much more outward looking view of who actually would fuel, who actually would grow the city. And look, I'm tired. I think Republicans are just as bad. They want to talk about, about transgendered, all these other issues. Why don't we get back to building highways, making schools better, and everything else? I believe if Trump is successful in returning some powers to the state needs to be ready to do one thing. They need to be the carrot or the stick and not much in between, not telling us how to live our lives, not caring if St. Louis is more liberal or more conservative, but just simply, look, St. Louis, if you got corrupt officials, we're coming in and we're going to remove them. If your schools are broke, we'll come in, fix them. Then we're out and then you're in charge again. And if you do something good, we should reward you for it. The state needs to find its way to be much more limited. The local governments need to be focused on meat and potato and potholes.
Okay,
I'm with you.
One thing about Kansas City, from being over there a lot of the time on that side of the state, I'll go back to when the mayor there was reelected. He said, we're going to do the airport. And you're either with me or you're against me. And, everybody raised their hand and you didn't do enough bids and you didn't look out for my boy or my girl and all that. And he forged right ahead and he won reelection and the airport is getting done. I do think that we need that, not only in St. Louis, but in this entire region, where it's like, look, I'm the person that's elected to, be in charge of, be it my district or be it my city. And we fall short. Board of Aldermen, County Council has definitely lost its way. I don't know what they're doing down there, because that's manageable. That's just do what you're supposed to do.
Are they just causing their own problems?
Oh, they are their own problem.
They're focused on themselves again rather than the broader picture.
Right.
Look, you said it. I mean, it is exactly what you said, is that their refusal to focus on the issues that people care about. I applaud you for saying where you stand. I don't think it's a mystery, though. I think most people stand for what's just important to them. Safe neighborhood, a good school, basic things. Mm-hmm. All this other stuff I think is important. Whether talking about reparations or not, or transgendered or not, that's fine. But my God, let's govern for the basics first.
I agree with you. Right. I also harking back to our county. If I'm county executive, but who's ever in charge of the shelter, the animal shelter? Now, rather than go through all this, that plan never existed, we're going to euthanize all the animals and all that. Here's the thing. If I got wind of that and I'm in charge, I said, the first time the paper answered, hey, there's some plan out there to euthanize all the dogs in the shelter.
I've gotten my dogs from APA.
We got ours from there.
I wanted euthanized, but it won't start at the pound. It might start at the county administrative.
Because
that's
ridiculous. You know what I said was this. I said, as soon as I heard of that, when the press called me and asked me about it, I said, yeah, a plan existed, and the guy that wrote the plan up doesn't work here anymore. How about that? And that's the end of that furor. Right. You said, okay, we can move on. But that was a 3-week shelf life about nothing. And that
just made them all look bad.
We just made everybody look bad.
Wheels, want to jump in?
No, I think that the problem that we all end up running into is we get to the we want to fight the fights that are not really winnable because nobody's changing on bigger picture issues, at least not in the short term. But there are lots of winnable fights out there. The fight against the snow is winnable. The fight against bad roads is winnable. Like, there are victories to be had everywhere.
Yeah, but there's no rush there. Like, you know, let's talk about something that divides people and really exercise so people are cheering.
How much do you guys think, because we're talking local, and I think that's a big deal, right? Local becomes, unfortunately, national.
Yeah.
I even see it sometimes now in St. Charles County.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing people working for library districts that are worried about big, like, woke agenda stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, man, run the library.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys think, in your experience, that this is because everybody at the local level is looking at the next jump?
Yeah.
That they're looking to go bigger and make a name for themselves.
I think it's interest groups have matured. Back when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan were in, they could actually make a deal. And they were so absolutely different in terms of their backgrounds and their views, but they could get together in a room to do it. Now, before they get out of that room, the National Chamber or AARP or one group or another who's radicalized because they make money and they get membership because they sell to the left or to the right. I'm telling you, these interests have matured, these permanent interests, and they're dividing America. And the politicians, if you're a Democrat and you cross one of your own interests, boy, it's a tough time. Look at the Democrats that have stepped out across the aisle. They are getting obliterated. And the same thing with Republicans. And then everybody complains, well, why are these people so partisan? It's because there's no room in the middle for them among interest groups.
Rachel, I agree. Thoughts?
I agree.
Just hearkening back to the mayor's race, it's just sad, this back and forth I see between the mayor and Alderperson Spencer, where it's like, what about the potholes? Well, you should be working on the potholes. No, it's you. It's like, why is it just constantly this game of hot potato? That's just really, really discouraging to me as a citizen. And, you know, what's up, David?
He's like, yay.
and you know, it's, how long ago did we know this was going to happen? You know, so you could see this 3 years ago, that this is going to be the matchup. We're going to go through the whole thing again. And I think somebody had a chance to say, like, look, I'm going to run to Shar for re-election. Kara, I'm going to run again. And so, like, but I'm going to tell you what. All I'm going to tell you is what I'm going to do. What went down or what's going to be in the. I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do. Now, is that the right strategy? Apparently not, because people figure that, no, you're going to have to go after her, or you're going to have to go after her.
I think if politicians listen to people in this room and not the special interests, they would be filling potholes and picking up trash and tearing down defunct buildings and doing the basic things, because that's what the public wants. They are listening to Twitter and to the interest groups that reach out to them, and that has dominated their mindset instead of doing the right thing, which is just natural. I think it's natural. I think anybody in this room could say, what's the three things that need to do first, and they would all be right.
Okay. Now, you'd follow numbers, obviously. You do it for a job. I don't know what the price is to do it in a way that we would like a political campaign or whatever. And if the price is you lose, well, then you say, I got to play the game because I don't want to lose. But I don't know that that's true. Maybe I'm Pollyannish.
Sometimes you just put all your resources to fix the first thing, and then the second thing, third thing. And just by doing that, you start to renew faith and you start
like the airport in Kansas
working
City.
Working together,
Yeah, good point.
You know, I mean, it's leadership, and you understand leadership.
Right.
You guys in this room understand leadership.
Well, we can't figure out how to spend that the Rams gave us. We can't figure out how to spend that money that the Rams gave us. Meanwhile, the mayor already in Kansas City said, like, the Chiefs and the Royals aren't going anyplace. So just,
well, we hope. But you know what? If the Chiefs and they do, it's because the NFL's still pissed off at St. Louis for what it did, and now it squandered its money. It may cost Kansas City a team.
I like that the mayor said, look, they're not, whatever I have to do, they're not leaving.
Yeah, he's going
to
fight it. Yeah, you're right.
And you know that he's up front about it.
How hard did our mayor fight at that time to keep the Rams really?
Not. Don't get me started on that.
Well, see, I know where to rev you up.
Me started. Because, not to take us down memory lane, but the day that the $750 million, the judge said, you lost the arbitration, you got to put this money into the Everett Jones Dome or else you're in violation of your lease. And Jeff Rainford, quote unquote, said the NFL is crazy or something to along those lines. We're not doing, emphatically, day one said, we're not doing it. And I said, like, you do realize that this team is leaving unless we put forth the effort to keep it. And there was no effort put forth to keep it until it was gone. It is one of the biggest mistakes that this city ever made. That was when Mayor Slay was the mayor and Jeff Rainford was his chief of staff. And there was a lot of talking heads down there that could have saved that football team. It is gone. And I get so sick and tired of all of these columns that are blasting off on the radio. Oh, they, blah, 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 blah. And that's not what happened. No, you could have kept the team if you had tried to keep the team and you didn't try. So just shut up with being mad if the Rams
Jeff
don't play.
If part of that mistake, it would be the only one I'm aware he made.
Who's that?
If Jeff Rainford made that mistake,
and I like
it'd be
Jeff.
The only one I'm aware of.
Right. And I like Jeff. You know what? And Jeff, I think, did a good job. But Jeff, not that. I remember it wasn't 24 hours before.
I would actually argue that this was going to happen no matter what anybody did.
I just
they were 3 years before they even could have moved, already picked the land.
But that's fine.
I mean, Demoff was talking. But this is the problem: is in the NFL, they're going to do what they want.
Yep.
And all that Kroenke needed, and I'm not trying to take anybody off the hook because we blew it here. Because first of all, we gave up. We wrote a terrible lease in the beginning.
Wait, it was terrible.
That gave them the option to do this and made that promise of being a top tier stadium, which cannot happen 20 years down the road. You will never be that. So it was a lot of mistakes along the way, but I don't think anything anybody did was going to stop the NFL from moving because Kroenke wanted it, they wanted L.A., Jerry Jones had his back, and that's all that matters.
Well, okay, I still refuse to say
that. And
they
were willing to pay to get out, which they did.
Willing to pay, which they got out. And also, he built the stadium itself for the most part. You know, like, yeah, I don't have a spare $2 billion laying around.
I mean, these guys knew if it cost them this much money like they did in the settlement, they don't care.
No. Passionate about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a sports guy.
Yeah.
But yet, look, I don't disagree. I think that there were ways we could have maybe forced them to be here, you know, that we passed on because we're like, this isn't a good deal. And so I agree with that. But look, I mean, Kroenke raped the state of Missouri by taking tax credit after tax credit after tax credit to build his wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he had enough and he wanted to play in a bigger league, he left the state and left everybody holding the bag. And I've never seen a person, a billionaire, that came from a state, that came from nothing, to absolutely take everything with him and more.
Good discussion. We'll do another one after the break. Welcome back, DGS 425. A lot of great comments coming in on the texter. Brian says, I'm libertarian light. I'll accept that. Charles Summer says, thank you, Kevin, in all caps for what you said about the Rams. Gar says, that Rachel, you work the board super smooth. She does. She's the best.
Yeah. Thanks, Gar.
This is really interesting. I've not heard a lot of these arguments. Like, Alvin, I've not heard yours that we were partially, if not primarily, responsible for losing the team as well. Let me ask you this, Kev, if you know.
Yeah.
Did Stan Kroenke still come out smelling like a rose, even though he had to pay almost $1 billion?
You mean in terms of, like, getting what he wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his net worth, the value of the Rams almost doubled just changing addresses. And his net worth in terms of, so I don't know, let's say the Rams were worth $2 billion here. They were instantly $4.5 billion the minute they got to L.A. It's more than that. But I'm just using a number there. So there's benefit from that in the short term, right? Because now he says my net worth is this much more. But also the money that they're going to be making out there over time is obviously going to dwarf what you're going to make here.
Well, they already had a Super Bowl.
Right.
You figure things like that.
Right. Didn't other NFL owners have to all pitch in, though?
To pitch in on what?
On the settlement?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, there was an agreement that the NFL Kroenke had to promise the league that if they're sued over the move, that he will cover all losses and damages and not the NFL and none of its individual owners.
Okay. Now, I remember it being that occurred once sued, that there was a time where the NFL was holding the bag, and then one reason that they said, like, A, you got to pay, and B, we're going to settle, because Jerry Jones, then the last thing they wanted to be was
in. But we all agree on, there is a consensus that Stan Kroenke is a douche monkey.
Right? Yes,
they knew that they were breaking the NFL's rules in doing this, and they didn't care, and they knew they were going to get sued.
Through representatives, didn't they just lie to your guys' faces?
All of them. Kevin Demoff lied to my face nonstop. He came on the radio with me and flat out said, we're not going anywhere. Stan's a real estate guy. He bought that land because he's a real estate guy.
Well, okay.
And then Kevin goes back, when they moved to L.A., he goes back to his old high school in the L.A. area, and he tells this story about how 3 years before, Stan calls me on a Saturday morning, we found the land. And this was in the works for years before the topic ever came up.
Sure it was.
And before the lease ever came up.
All right. But now, when you say that, like, when he said, like, he's a real estate guy, he bought some land. Now, you can call that a lie, or you could say, like, dude, seriously, I wasn't born yesterday.
No,
or,
they were lying to us. I mean, Kevin Demoff would sit there and say, we want to be in St. Louis while they were planning to be in L.A.
But what I'm saying is you make it sound like you're surprised that that wasn't the truth.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I'm just saying you flat out did, and that's why you lost $1 billion in a lawsuit, because you flat out lied to everybody.
Well, and then look, the downstream of it is that they got the settlement. The settlement was there because of the original agreement between the state, the city, and the county, and state taxpayers and people from the region and everybody over time bought food, stayed hotels here, paid that tax, and Tashara and Sam Page are absconding with that money and going to waste that legacy that should have been reinvested in something that would really drive jobs, economic opportunity for everyone.
Okay. I don't know what that was exactly or is exactly. Yeah. And I mean, seriously, if I could put my finger on it, I would have said, let's do that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, time flies.
Yeah.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You hear that part that goes ding a ding 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 a ding a ding a ding ding a ding ding. I used to do that.
Ooh, fun.
I loved it.
Like, it's a stupid question, but is it on the guitar?
Yes. No, I just go ding 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 a ding a ding ding.
Oh, that's how it should be.
That's the only great.
That's the only instrument I can play.
People come to see the Dave Glover show, and I get up there and just go,
You look just like Beavis and Butthead.
That would be. I would not be mad if I went to a show and someone said, I'd be like, all right, this is a pretty good bit.
Did you
I
ever like watch this. Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
Because they did the concert like that, where they were up there and they're like, dah, dah. That was pretty great. I'd go see that concert.
My mom says, when I was a baby, she and my dad were watching Beavis and Butthead, and she said I would laugh along, like, just a little baby. I didn't, like, understand language, but I would, like, laugh along at the right spots.
Because they were laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cute.
She was like, I knew I was in trouble at that point.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
Crows, the bird, remember who has done them wrong. According to experiments by a professor at the University of Washington, crows hold grudges against individual humans for up to 17 years.
Yikes.
They say they have the intelligence of like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
And they do art.
They do art?
They do art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think someday we're going to feel really terrible about how we've treated animals.
Oh, I 100% believe that.
Like more and more. I mean, you hear like animals, or like elephants have names for each other. You know, they call each other by name. Like, oh, hey, Frank, come on over. All right, I'm coming.
The Holy Roman Empire wasn't dissolved until 1806, which means there were 3 decades where both the Holy Roman Empire and the United States were both in existence.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Didn't know that.
Man, that's crazy.
If you are suffering from an existential crisis, Hello. you can get some relief with Tylenol. A study found that Tylenol actually helps overcome the fear and anxiety that can come from deep philosophical issues.
That's very interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, I'd heard that before. I'd heard like about ibuprofen, that it kind of soothes everything, and it also soothes your mental state.
Well, I got a whole bottle in the back there.
Yeah. Boy, the new TikTok challenge is to drop heavier and heavier things on your foot to see how much it hurts.
Oh, my God.
One guy went viral after doing it with a hammer, a space heater, and a cordless drill.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I must not understand like how great that internet clout must feel.
Yeah,
because
true.
I would never drop a hammer on my foot just to get views.
Although,
that's insane.
Worked for the Jackass guys.
That's true.
They did a lot more than that.
A British woman's Candy Crush addiction just earned her $215,000 in court. She got hooked on it after her doctor put her on a high dose of a medicine that can mess with impulse control. A court ruled that they should have warned her that that was a side effect before spending all of her time and money on Candy Crush.
So wait, Candy Crush isn't paying out. It's the doctor?
The doctor.
Okay. I mean, still BS.
Wheels
but...
not a fan?
I hate that so much. I hate all of those lawsuits. Like, it's not my fault that I did the thing that I did. No, it's your fault. You did it. Some of them are not that. Like,
I knew I don't want my
like,
jury.
As an example. The opioid crisis, that was not the fault of the people that got hooked on drugs because they were told those drugs were not addictive. That's not that.
William Shatner says that he's in talks to return to the Star Trek universe as Captain Kirk.
What? Movie or show?
Didn't say.
Huh.
Dude's 92.
Oh, my gosh.
He's sharp as heck,
he
man.
He looks incredible.
I know.
Like, good for him.
He's got the Fountain of Youth thing that Dick Clark had.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks 15 years, 10 years younger than he is.
I would like to be that. My plan is to do this for another 10 years. I think I can do that. But after that, you know, I don't want to be a novelty. Like, and he's 83. And
doesn't
like,
he look great?
Yeah. But, like, he is the host of one of my favorite shows, The Unexplained. And he's great. Like, just narrating, he's fantastic.
And he just went to space.
Yes.
Like, not that long ago.
And it made him very sad.
They messed him up, yeah. Didn't it?
Poor Bill.
The cheeseburger was invented in 1926 at a restaurant called The Right Spot in Pasadena, California. The owner's 16-year-old son randomly threw cheese on a patty on the grill, and they added it to the menu and called it a cheese hamburger.
Yum.
When was that?
1926.
Oh, okay. That's long enough ago. I'm like, so they had hamburgers for times before that and didn't put cheese on it?
I know. My mom was 1 year younger than the cheeseburger.
That's funny.
Wheels, I don't know if you knew this, but there is a team that only lasted one game in the NFL. The Tonawanda Cardex Lumbermen from Tonawanda, New York, joined the NFL in 1921, lost 45-0 to the Rochester Jeffersons.
The Rochester Jeffersons.
And disbanded.
Can I just say... that is crazy that was the NFL just a little bit more than 100 years ago.
Right? The Lumbermen playing the Jeffersons.
That's so great.
I got to be honest, though. I wish the Jeffersons were still around. I'd be a big fan. It'd be great. The Guinness World Record for the most keys removed from a keychain by a parrot is 22 in 2 minutes.
All right.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a position people were vying for, but now I know the odds of making it.
We got
it
a bunch of pickpockets working on this competition.
Right. MovieWeb.com ranked the top 10 funniest movies from start to finish. Okay. Number 10, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I love that movie.
I know
never
you do.
Never even heard of it.
Number 9, Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Number 8, Black Dynamite. Never heard of that. Number 7, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, winner of yesterday's Sweet 16. Number 6, Caddyshack.
All right.
Number 5, Superbad.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Number 4, Anchorman.
All right.
Okay.
Number 3, Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
Haven't seen it.
Never saw it.
Number 2, Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga.
Oh, that's a Will Ferrell movie, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Never saw it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. This sounds terrible.
According to MovieWeb.com, the funniest movie from start to finish ever was Airplane.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty good, but it's not the funniest.
It's full of jokes.
I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It was funny.
Finally, a chimp's poop-throwing ability is actually a sign of intelligence. The more accurately the chimp throws the feces, the stronger his brain.
Stronger his arm, too.
I've been saying this for years.
Man.
I just did a really creepy laugh.
I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to be at the receiving end. That's sure.
Funny, Rachel. 452 DGS. Gorgeous evening out there. Enjoy it. Got some sports for us?
Sure. Where do you want to go, man? I got a lot. We can talk Cardinals today. We could talk about sports betting.
Sure.
There was a push here in recent days to speed up the implementation of sports betting in Missouri, and that got shot down by Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. It seems like he's got a pretty reasonable argument because there was a filing on an emergency basis to start it earlier rather than waiting until the fall. It just has to be, like the law says, it has to be up and running by December 1st. But they were trying to get it done faster, and Denny Hoskins shot it down. Now, the part that's concerning is he was the guy that opposed it for all these years and held it up.
Yeah.
And I just want to get into the, like, I just want to make sure that nobody in Jeff City is going to get any weird, wild ideas about trying to undo this. Like, this was a ballot measure. It was voted on by the people. It's a part of the Constitution now, the state Constitution. It is law. Nobody better try any end arounds. Like,
wouldn't surprise me.
I know it was very close. The voting was very close. Like, I want to say it was less than a 1% margin between yes and no. It was very close. But the fact of the matter is, in a democracy, when you vote, it's the number of votes that count. And I just don't want anybody there to start making any noise about delays or problems or wanting to change it or follow the law. The people have spoken. And if somebody wants to try the process of undoing that down the road, they can try that process. But it has to follow the process, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a very clear problem. And I don't know that anybody is going to cause that problem. But you could have started it early and started making money for the state early. I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
I think it all comes down to that one guy.
Yeah. I mean, he and others don't want it. So they're just going to make
like
it wait till the last minute.
If someone was anti-abortion and the voters voted to allow abortion and wanted to start it early, of course they're going to say no.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not starting this till the day I have to.
Although, to me, there are significant differences between the issues in that this one will make money for Missouri.
And we have skin in the game because they will advertise on KMOX.
Yes, of course.
And they'll advertise on the DGS.
And with the Cardinals. And no questions asked that, you know, look, I would never deny that there could be some self-interest in this, but there is money that between now and the implementation of this law that will be lost to Missouri, that will go to Illinois, that will go to Arkansas, that will go to Iowa, that will go to Kansas. Why would we just let that all go away when we could keep it in the state of Missouri?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.